Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah.
He's reloaded. Right. Welcome to the show, you dig. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? I'm your host, Blizzum. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to, thank you for tuning into the show. Hold on, let me get my background music and everything set up and my Ustream and all that. Hold on. And boom. Here we go. Recording has been started. All right. So I got the Ustream shit back up. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's it right there. Welcome everybody to the show. You understand what I'm saying? Trying to get some technical shit still worked out right here while I'm actually doing this in the middle of doing everything. But so pardon me. Don't mind me. Everybody's watching me out here on Ustream. You're not supposed to really be able to be privy to this kind of access behind the scenes shit. Actually, it's because my homeboy Fred is in the building. Hey, what's up, homie? Right. I got my homie Fred in the building with me today. You feel me? Joining me on the lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. You're now rolling with the Raw's most uncut internet radio show, talk show that it is on the line. You feel me? On the net. You understand? And we're going to get it cracking. Episode 85. You dig? Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I meant to match that. But don't worry about it. We're talking about birth control, all right? Let me go ahead and run down. Let me go ahead and tell you exactly what we're going to be talking about for the purposes of this show. You understand what I'm saying? Episode 85, once again. I have the no baby special, please. The no baby special. It means you don't want any damn kids. Understand what I'm saying? Now, and we're going to get into it, but let me go ahead and run down how this thing works here at K100 Internet Radio. 347-934-0966. For those of you listening out there in www.land, you understand what I'm saying? That's the number to tune into the show. All right? We want to call in and holler. It's also Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. Yeah! Your chance to actually vent. I'm competing with Monday Night Football. And actually, last week, you know, all things considered, I did pretty good. I had a pretty good show for a Monday. With Monday Night Football being on. You know what I'm saying? I actually had some dudes call in. But like I told you, for the most part, for this show, I'm going to be trying to keep the theme maybe closer to what the females like to want to talk about on Monday Night Football. Because I know most of you motherfuckers probably ain't going to be listening to this shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want to call in. Y'all going to be having, y'all be watching the game and doing all that kind of bullshit right there. You know what I'm saying? So, that being said, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. All right? And we're going to be kind of keeping it towards the ladies for the most part on Monday nights. Just for football season. But fellas, you know, this shit kind of concern you too. And I'll get into that in a minute. But first, let's go. K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music over here. If you want to get your music played on the show, send me a MP3 formatted song to k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, @gmail.com. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how you get your music on the show. Now, that being said, we spin pretty much everything in the hip-hop, R&B genre, all right? We only spin independent artists. We don't spin artists that already have record deals and everything because they don't need the exposure. They got the money and they got the budgets and everything. So we kind of keep it to the independents. All we ask is that you show love and be our friend on MySpace and Facebook and blast out the show to your friends so we can help get this buzz created. You know what I'm saying? Get it going on. We already got over 7,000 downloads and plays. And we did that pretty fast in one summer with minimal advertising. You all right? That's it. You feel me? So, that being said, I want to make sure that, you know, everybody has the opportunity to send their music in. Like I said, once again, K100Radio@gmail.com. Send it in. do it now. Please make it some good music. If it's totally, totally garbage and whack, then you know.
You know the drill. All
right? You know what's going on. You know we can't play anything. You know we can't play anything, all right? All right? You know we can't do it, okay? So, I'm trying to send out everybody, tell everybody we on Ustream. You feel what I'm saying? All right. I got it. I'm letting everybody know that we on Ustream. We back on the Ustream feed. What else I have to say? Oh, yeah. Make sure, like I said, that you friend us on MySpace, myspace.com/K100. Like our page on Facebook. Do a Facebook search for K100 Radio. You'll see the middle finger. And also, if you are an iTunes user, an iPhone user, or anything like that right there, if you use any kind of Apple software or an iPod or something like that, make sure that you subscribe to our podcast in the iTunes store. And, of course, you know, every time that you do that, whenever you plug your iPhone or whatever up, it automatically downloads or uploads you with the latest episode. And that is the easiest, and I mean the easiest way to stay up to date with the episodes of the show. If you got an iPhone or anything like that right there that uses the iTunes software, that's how I even do it. I don't even go to my own goddamn show page. Why? If I got an iPhone or an iPod and this is how you listen to the show and you use them frequently and you want to listen to the show on the go or whatever, that's the best way to get the show. I even use it myself. Once you subscribe to that shit, once you plug your iPhone or whatever in to charge it up, you know how it works. You sync it up, and once you hit sync, it automatically downloads the last episode that you haven't had on your iPod or whatever, and it's automatic. You just sit there and walk off, and it does it every day. As soon as the show's over, probably about 30 minutes later, it's on iTunes, okay? It's a great software, great technology, man. It's making it real easy for us to spread the word. Our buzz on iTunes is moving up a little bit. Yeah. Kind of random. I don't know. A lot of people don't go there, but it's doing a little something. I've been looking at my stats. Only the chicks, though. Only the chicks are really checking in because you know it keeps track of whether you're a male or female. Okay, 770-896. I see you, the first caller to call in, so you'll be the first one that I go to. Please don't go anywhere. I see you, 850. All right? It's kind of early in the show. We'll get to it. But let me go ahead and run down the synopsis of what we're talking about. Once again, I got my homeboy from the Bay. You know what I'm saying? Fred with me. What's happening, homie? All right. He just in here. He just stopped through, man. Just random. You know what I'm saying? Also, my Ustream feed is back up. For everybody that missed me out there on Ustream, I got that issue that I had worked out. So now my Ustream feed is also popping. So I just tweeted out and sent it out on Facebook that you can see us on. If you want to see me broadcast the show live, basically just a webcam. You know what I'm saying? You can just sit here and watch me do my thing. I don't know. Some people like to do it. You know, they like the visual to go with it. All right. Episode 85. Birth control. The name of the episode is I Have the No Baby Special. Once again. That's for me for not reading the name first. Again. Episode 85. I Have the No Baby Special. Birth control. It's one of the best adventures of the past century by far. I mean, one time, just off the top, let me give a shout out to the white motherfucker that sat in the goddamn lab and figured that out. You saved us a lot of heartache around here, man. There are a lot of people with a lot more issues if it wasn't for you. You did the world a service, and I applaud you for it. Moving right along. It's by far one of the best inventions of the past century, okay? Now, can you imagine how many kids would be running around if it didn't exist? You know what the fucking abortion rate would be if it didn't exist? Astronomical. It's already way too high. It's really, really high. For black people, I'm just saying, it's the truth of that nature is black people get abortions more than, you know, everybody else. I don't know what that's about, but that's the simple truth. So it's already high, and it would be even higher if birth control didn't exist. You know, I shudder to think about it. You got the pill, the shot, the condom, even surgical procedures like getting your tubes tied. You feel me? Now, these are all different ways of birth control, methods of birth control. Now, actually, only abstaining from sex is a guaranteed 100% birth control method. I say once again, none of the birth control methods ever tell you it's 100%. Even when you get your tubes tied, I've heard of people still getting pregnant. They came unloose or, I don't know, some retarded shit like that. You know, you've heard of it. You've heard of it. You get pregnant in your tubes and all kind of just shit. It can happen. So the only 100% way is to not do nothing. But of course, where they do that? This is K100, and we know all of you out there getting your groove on, you're mashing something. You're doing something, for the most part. You might not be off the chain, but you're doing something, okay? So, How do you feel about birth control? That's the number one question. How do you feel about birth control? Question A would be, of course, I'm going to ask everybody, that every female at least that calls in, do you use it? And every guy, because actually guys, like I said, the condom is a form of birth control. Some guys use condoms for, they don't want to get an STD or catch AIDS and all that, but they also use it for birth control. Don't know if that's necessarily a good idea, bro. You feel me? Because there's so many people around here, you know, into with the rubber busted and blah, blah, all kind of shit can go happen with that. You know what I'm saying? But still, it's still a form of birth control that a man can use. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know? So we're going to ask the fellas that too. All right? Now, do you think that this is the meat and potatoes of the show. This and one other part. Do you think that birth control has made being promiscuous a lot easier and more acceptable? You feel me? If birth control didn't exist, do you think you would have sex with as many people and as often as you do? You feel me? If it did exist, if birth control wasn't here. Now, you may still be worried about STDs or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? And that may be enough to make you strap up. But even still, a lot of people don't want to have a baby out of wedlock. They don't, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of shit. So they back then, that was another reason why people didn't have sex as much. When birth control came out, the sexual revolution came right behind it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, immediately after that, once motherfucking women realize they can get their fuck on, and nothing happened, yeah. Exactly. That changed everything. That was a game changer. That's why it's so easy for us to get laid now than it was back in the day. But do you feel like that's right? Do you feel like birth control actually made it easier for women to go ahead and give it up because they ain't got to worry about at least getting pregnant? Well, they do kind of sort of, but not as much because, like I said, we all know it can fail. Now, condoms prevent STDs and are a form of birth control, but no one can argue that they totally change the way sex actually feels. Once again, we all know that rubbers are a form of birth control and prevention of STDs. Everybody know, and I mean everybody, you too, little mama, you know what I'm saying? You know I don't feel the same with the rub on. Let's just be real. Can we be real tonight? It's K100 Internet Radio. Welcome to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Everybody knows, when you fucking with a rub on, it don't feel the same. Let's just keep it real. I see everybody on the line. How you doing? I'm coming to the lines in a minute. Let me finish up this synopsis. Once again, you can see me broadcast live via Ustream. My Ustream feed is back up. I just blasted that out over the internet, so you should be able to get to the link. All right? If you already got the link, check me out. I'm back on deck with the Ustream. Anyway, now, one more time. Let me repeat this question. This is going to be the part of the show that everybody want to harp on. I can already tell. This is the fucking crazy part of the show. All right? Now, once again, we know that condoms change the way sex actually feels. So if you was in a monogamous relationship, you know, and both of y'all have been tested, you know, STDs was not a concern, you know they're HIV positive, you know they ain't got nothing. Why the hell would you use a condom? If you married, would you use a condom with your wife or husband? And if so, what the hell is the point of getting fucking married? You're getting married for you still got to use rubber to keep yourself. Somebody gonna give us some pills, some shots, some something. I ain't finna motherfucker be strapping up with my old lady. No way in hell. It's not gonna happen. I'm just not gonna do it. And if we gonna get a divorce. That's a divorceable thing. That's a divorceable event to me. Now you got them argue with me all about it, and that's what the show is about. We can get it to it. But I'm not wearing a rubber if I'm married or in a monogamous relationship. I'm not doing it. Okay. Now, like I said, what's the point of getting married? That's another part of this question. Like I said, I pretty much cuss my wife out if she asked me to use one if I was married. You feel me? Now, if you can argue, we can argue about that all day. But we'll get into it, all right? Now, for the life of me, I can't understand why the hell they don't make a pill for us fellas. You feel what I'm saying? I really don't understand why all these billions and billions of dollars in pharmaceutical companies got all this damn money to do all kind of shit, but they ain't never made just one pill, one simple little pill that we can take every day. Just one pill. I can honestly say that if such a pill existed, I would not have any kids right now. Real talk. Would you have any kids if you all you had to do was take a pill every day and you ain't got to worry about getting nobody pregnant 99% of the time?
No.
Do you think you have any kids right now?
No.
I concur. And I think every motherfucking man on the planet. But I think it's a conspiracy. I think they don't want it in our hands, dog. They don't want it in our hands. Why can't they make, if they can make a pill that do that, why can't they make a pill that work for us? They can make a pill that make our dick get hard for 3 hours straight. They can make a pill that make an 80-year-old man dick get hard, but they can't stop us from getting people. Fuck that. Fuck that. This whole shit is a conspiracy. We're going to get into all that tonight on K100. This is what we're going to be talking about. This whole shit is a conspiracy. If they made the pill, I'd be the first motherfucker in line. The first person in line. But anyway. Before I go to the phone lines, I'm going to go ahead and finish this up. You feel me? Now, of course, I'm going to ask all the fellas, would you take that pill faithfully, okay? Now, ladies, would you make your man look into this option? You feel me? Would you make your man take the pill? You feel me? I got one word for all my dudes. Vasectomy. Look into it, bro. Look into it. Now, have you ever gotten pregnant while on birth control? What's your least favorite form of birth control? I can tell you now that the answer for every man in that area is a condom, because it's the only one that we much rather you just go ahead and get on the pill to get a shot, you know what I'm saying, so we can go ahead and beat it raw. I'm just saying, if that's your girlfriend and your wifey and shit, what the hell are we using condoms for and shit, you know what I'm saying, like one-on-one,
exactly.
For what? That's defeating the whole purpose of birth control. And also, it's Mashing Motherfucker Monday. Yeah. Your chance to vent on K100, your chance to goddamn go off on your baby daddy, your baby mama, your punk-ass job, whatever the fuck going on in your life that's just some old bullshit. Let us know. Tell us what it's about, and we will, in fact, yeah, mash them motherfuckers for you here on K100. Okay, I reload it. Let's do it, man. 347-934-0966. I'm going to the phone lines first. 770 was on the line. Then 850s, two of them. Then a 615, and then we'll go take it from there. All right, 770-896. You on deck first. Welcome to K100. What's poppin'?
What's poppin', brother? It's your Uncle Duke. What's good?
What's going on? Duke, what's going on, man?
Hey, Uncle Duke, what's making good? How you, man?
Man, I'm all right, man. We over here doing it, man. We chilling, man. We got the Ustream feed up again. I want to keep reminding people, you feel me, that we are streaming live again on K100 on the Ustream feed. So if anybody want to check us out, you know what I'm saying, it's just a webcast feed where you can see me sitting in here doing the show live. You feel me? You know, so go ahead. I just posted it up on Facebook. All right? So go ahead and click that link if you're my friend. It should be showing up in the feed. Now, go ahead, Uncle Duke. First question, of course. Now, you're not a female, so I have to actually kind of flip the question, because this is one of them kind of male-female different kind of questions. What I ask you may not be the same. But now, of course, excuse me. Very first question is, do you use birth control? Does your girlfriend use birth control, I guess? You know what I'm saying? Do y'all use it, or what? What's your method if you do use it, if any?
Well, me and my wife, like, I'm married, so I got a girlfriend. So,
right.
You know what I mean? We don't use birth control. We don't use no rubbers, no none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Now, and like I said, that makes absolutely 100% sense. That makes sense. Now, since you're a guy, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If they did, and I know, you know what I'm saying, you know, in your heyday when you was out there before before you got married or whatever, in your heyday when you was doing your thing, you was a single man, if they made a pill, just one pill, because, you know, you hear women complain all the time, oh, you don't have to take the shit, that's why you don't care, blah, blah, you know what I'm saying, when somebody pop up pregnant, you be like, damn, motherfucker, I thought you was on a pill, fuck, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, they be like, motherfucker, I forgot, forget, how you forget some shit like that, how do you do that? Well, if we had to take the pill, if we had the option, I don't think I know a nigga that'll forget that. You feel me? Nigga, that's like forgetting your motherfucking wallet or some shit. Who does that?
Who does that?
I don't know. So my question to you is, brother. Oh, I see the people raising their hand. They're raising their hand. Now, I see
they raising their hand like crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know me. Hey, man, I keep it 100, man. Fuck that. Look, now, if you did have that option, would you take the pill every day?
Well, I'm kind of divided on the subject. You know what I mean? I don't want kids like that. I mean, if I just started out, you know, like doing the thing I used to do back in the teens and all that, yeah, it'd be a good idea to take the pill, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, nowadays, they got side effects for any motherfucking thing, man. You fuck around, that shit makes you sterile. Sterile, you know what I mean? By the time you do it, you can't handle it. You're all fucked up now, you know what I mean?
I mean, look, man. I mean, listen. I know the risk. I know the women out there gonna want to mash me tonight. You feel me? I know the risk. I know women who get fat when they take the shot. I know it can cause blood clot. I look. I know. I know. It's right. A drug. It's altering your chemical body. It's stopping you from having
experience.
I know. But at the end of the day, what you asking yourself is, do I want to put up with that? Or have this little motherfucking crumb snatcher running around this motherfucker I can't afford. Get him a goddamn nerve every motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn it, pick your motherfucking poison, bitch. That's all I'm motherfucking saying. And goddamn it, if I got to pick that shit, well, fuck it. I goddamn choose goddamn choice B. Fuck it.
I see how to jump on it too, man. I just had to deal with the side effects, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Matter of fact, let's just throw this question out there. What side effects would you put up with, brother? Besides it not making your dick hard, like, that's one side effect I'm not going to even put up with at all. That's why I've never been on steroids, ever. Would you trade off gaining a little weight to not have any kids? Would you trade off, what's some of the others? I'm going to have to ask the chick when I get to a line. You feel me? But of course, when I go to the women, they're going to all say, well, it makes you do this and that. Would you risk a blood clot or something? You know, a little a headache or something. Whatever it makes them do. Okay. We do, too. All right. You know what I'm saying? Outside of making your dick not get hard anymore. That might be the one and only.
Hello?
Yeah, I got you. I got you back on.
Okay, we got cut off, so I just called back. All right.
Right. I saw it. But I think it might be one only thing. So what side effects would you actually put up with, bro?
I put up with a little shit. I'm losing my hair already, so I put up with the hair loss, a little bit of weight gain. I ain't worried about it, bro.
I think most dudes would. I think most dudes say, fuck it, man, I just got to hit the gym harder.
I
do the Michael Jordan, nigga. I got them go ball, nigga. Fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, go hard. You know what I mean? All day, every day. Right.
But the option, some niggas with 3 or 4 or 5 baby mamas, some shit. The option, nigga. Child support, nigga. The option, nigga.
I got three baby mamas already. I already know, brother. Yeah, right. Me and Dad, back in the day. I would jump on it, bro. I just go. But see, to be a little politically correct, you know, your children are blessings, you know what I'm saying? It's a good thing. But still,
yeah.
I know where you're coming from, bro.
I can't live in my pocket,
you know what I mean?
Right. I love both of my kids, you feel what I'm saying?
I can
honestly say, neither one of their asses would be here if they had male birth control. You know what I'm saying? If all they had to do was take a pill every day, neither one of them would be here. And I love the hell out of both of them. After the fact. You know what I'm saying? But if all I had to do back then was take a pill, and that would have been 99% effective, that I wouldn't get nobody pregnant, shit.
Yeah. See, a lot of times. Yeah, I agree. A lot of times the emphasis is put on the female, to do this and do that. She might be having a rough day. She could have forgot. She could have been late doing all her work in the work, this, that, and third. Forgot to tell you. I know for me, I'd have been on point A day with that. Where is that? I'd have took everybody there.
Right. Exactly. Well, all right. One more question, and I'm going to go down to another call. I got somebody else raising their hand. I see 850-615 is up next. One more question, of course, before I go, because you're a guy, I'm going to ask you this. What about a vasectomy? You ever looked into that? Would you get one of those? Do you know
what I mean?
Why not?
Let me cut you off from there. They put in no razor, unless I'm removing a prostate, you know what I mean? They're not putting no razor around my genital area. I ain't even shaving down there like that because I'm scared, bro. Come on, now. Where they do that at?
I'm seriously thinking about doing it and shit. And the only reason why, because now the technology, I know I got a couple of friends, and I know for a fact they've done it, and they're like, man, they can't tell a difference. It's like nothing has changed in their sex life, nothing at all, and they just can't get nobody pregnant. It's the only thing, because I think now, medically, they've advanced so far with it now, it's to the point now where I'm talking about dude was in and out, and he was like back smashing in 3 days. Like, he had sex 3 days after that. You feel me? It's almost completely outpatient now. Yeah. He said it was sore for a little bit. You feel me? He said it was kind of sore for about a week. He said, but after about a week, man, he ain't looked back. He ain't changed. He ain't skipped a beat. So, I think a lot of brothers, if you got insurance and shit, and you know you already got kids already, now, I would suggest it to nobody who don't have any kids, even though they say it's reversible, probably not so much, but if you already have kids and you know you good on a kid tip, You feel me? Instead of leaving this responsibility up to these females, who, who, like you said, may forget or may trap you or whatever fucking reason, who never, you never know, won't you go ahead and take the initiative and goddamn handle it your goddamn self? And that's just how I'm looking at it. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't know,
that's
maybe,
how I'm looking
at it. I heard, like, okay, to be honest, I heard they got the new technology. They ain't got to put no razor that in. It's a laser. Like, you know what I mean? One laser beam. I don't know, man. You know what I mean? It sounds kind of suspect. Maybe I need to go a little more open-minded. I might have to research that. You know what I mean? That sounds like an idea, though, but I might just have to research, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, like I said, man, just hey, look into it. Because I said my homeboys had to convince me, because when they first, one of my close friends first told me, he said, man, you know, he's one of them information junkies, and he going to research some shit. And I know this nigga, he don't do shit irrationally like that. If he going to do something like that, he's looking to it. He told me about it, and I seen the little pamphlets and everything, and I was like, he was like, man, I'm telling you, I don't feel no different. He was like, it was the best decision he ever did in his life. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I'm just saying. All right, let me go to these other lines, man. Stay on the phone, all right?
All right, do your thing. No doubt. I'm here.
All right. Up next, we got 850, then another, and then 850, then 615. Okay. This is Shay. Shay, what's going on, Shay?
What's happening, Blue?
What's poppin'? Thanks for calling in to the show. You did?
You know it.
So, now, you hear what we're talking about. You've been on the line the whole time. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, I have.
Okay, now, first of all, you know, how do you feel about birth control? Do you take birth control? Do you know, are you for it? You know what I'm saying?
I feel this way. I love it. I take mine every day. And if I was married, I would love it if my husband took it, but I could depend on him to take it every day because he might forget, and I would end up with a baby that I was not ready for.
Right. So you understand. You feel me?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I think it's very necessary. If you're going to be having sex and you don't want a million kids, you need to be on birth control, or you need to use some kind of form of birth control.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Now, I got to ask you this right here, of course, since you know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm asking all the females this, you know what I mean? Do you feel like birth control has made it easier for women to be promiscuous?
I don't think it's made it easier for women to be promiscuous. I think it has made us feel more comfortable to do what we already were doing in the first place. I don't think it made it necessarily easier because you still got that. There's always that chance in the back of your head, and not just pregnancy. There's always that, you know, concern of STD. So I don't think, you know, the average woman is just going to just be doing it more just because she knows that she
well,
is
see,
protected
well,
from having
well,
babies.
No, let me tell you why. You're trying to add the STD factor into that, but the pill doesn't prevent against STDs. You feel what I'm saying? So if you know some women who take the pill and then they strap up on top of that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Too.
You know what I'm saying? You take the pill just to make sure or whatever, but then you also use condoms to prevent STDs or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So even if STDs weren't around, people would still be taking birth control. Maybe the condom wouldn't be as relevant. You feel what I'm saying? Because the condom is really supposed to be used for the prevention of STDs. Yes, it came used to stop pregnancy, but it was made, you know, for the main part to stop the spread of STDs. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, of course it can be used for a pregnancy prevention tool. I guess so, yeah. You know.
Well, he should be pulling out if that's all he's using is the condom. So that way, in case some leak, then the condom can catch it.
Well, I'm just saying. I need for Uncle Duke to call in because he didn't answer the other side of the question. He got him hung up. But let me ask you this. Let me go ahead and get down to these questions. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if you was married, you got a boyfriend, had a boyfriend or whatever, would you make him use a condom? You know what I'm saying? If you was your husband or your longtime monogamous boyfriend?
No. I've been in that situation. No. After a while, I mean, after the initial, you know, initially, yeah, because, you know, you don't really know. But, like, my husband, hell no. No, we ain't going to be using no condom.
Because why? Does it feel different?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It feels a whole lot different.
Exactly. And I forgot
all the lube in the world can't make it feel natural. I mean, it's like having two layers of skin on top of the layers of skin you already got there. Yeah, you can tell the difference.
And you do know that feeling of it not feeling the same is magnified times 10 for us, right?
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
For us, it don't feel, it really, really, really don't feel the same. like really, really.
Right, you know. We matching?
Yeah, I mean, you can risk it and go get the super thin sheet ones, and then when that motherfucker pop on your ass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what's
yeah,
the point?
He was defeating the whole purpose.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying?
The point?
Feel me? Yeah.
You
yeah,
might as well slap some lotion on it and use that as a barrier.
I don't know. Yeah. So what kind of birth control do you use at this moment?
I use birth control pills. I use condoms. Of course, I use the pull-out method. Huh?
You ever forget what the pull-out method
pull-out
is?
Pull-out method don't work,
man. The pull-out method is not a real proof.
That's why I said that, that only works if you're wearing a condom. And the whole purpose is that just in case you start leaking a little bit, then the condom can catch it before it do. That's what I'm saying.
I ain't gonna have a condom on when I pull out. Wait a minute. You ain't gonna make me go through wearing the motherfucking condom and shit and then pull out.
Not happening.
You can get some good head afterwards if you follow me.
I'm not pulling out. I'm telling you right now. I got rub on. The least you can let me do is go ahead and let me stay up in. I'm just saying.
But see, a little bit might slip. See, you got to be careful. You can never be careful. But see, that could
come
be
on.
That
1%. If you on the pill and I got this rub on, nigga, I'm not fucking pulling out. That's just not gonna happen. What? I'm a man. What the fuck is wrong with this? Pull out. All right, hold on. I'll pull out 1 minute. I'll pull out 1 minute. Hold on, 1 minute. Oh wait, hold on. Ow! Yeah, like that. It's gonna go something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Now I got my homeboy Fred right here. First of all, before
what's
I put to this caller, 615 is on deck, and I'm gonna go to her next. But before I go on, I gotta make sure, and I forgot to ask Uncle Duke. I gotta get him to call me back. All right. But do you have anybody that you wanna mash? Just mash your motherfucking Monday. I can't believe I forgot to ask him that. You got anything you wanna mash before I move right along?
Man, I got a situation, but it ain't nobody particular, so I'm just going to have to say no today. I just started my morning off with Noah's Ark flooding, but other than that, I can't really mad at anybody particular. Yeah, the house damn flooded.
The house flooded? Was it rain?
It rained. Cats and dogs, pigs, and hogs. Yeah, it rained.
Yeah. Well, what you want to do? You want to mash the clouds? I don't know.
I can't mash God. That's God's weather. I can just be up.
Maybe
everything got soaked, but you know, I can't mash nobody. That's why.
Right. You can really do about that. There's nothing.
Yeah.
So you don't got nobody. Else. Ain't nobody else looking on your nerve. Your life is just perfect then. You make me sick.
I'm mashing
you for your perfect little fucking life.
Maybe next week.
All right. Well, stay on the line, Shay. Stay on the line.
Okay.
All right.
I might
take
this one.
All right. All right. Before I move on, 615, you on deck. Before I go, Fred, you got anybody you want to mash, Fred?
I'm going to mash some motherfuckers that strip, man. Going to throw out that motherfucker 18% gratuity when we get ready to goddamn stay all night. Yeah.
But it wasn't on mine.
It was on ours though.
For real?
Yeah, cause we stayed there. We stayed there for a minute, dog. They matched us. We matched them back tonight.
What?
Yeah.
18% gratuity. When you sat down, it wasn't. Everybody don't know we all went out to strip, and I had left a little early. But they sat there. And then right as I was getting ready to leave, they put a thing up there. You know, anybody here? Anybody? If your tab closes after midnight, it's 18% gratuity. Gratuity. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? And it's like you didn't even know that sitting down. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So they just threw it on there. I think that's some bullshit. That should be like if your tab, if you started after, you order
you
after,
saying,
after
yeah.
they put that sign up there.
Bitch, we don't tip in the motherfucking way.
All right.
Well,
I'm that was some bullshit. All right, to the 615 we go. 615, you're on the air.
What's up?
What's going on? This Candy?
Yes.
What's going on, Candy? Where you been? Your ass got them getting incognito and shit.
Right. I've been studying. I've been going to school, so you know how that goes.
Okay, I understand
right.
that. Alright, so you hear what we're talking about. You hear the whole thing. So first off, let's go ahead and just dive right into it. You feel what I'm saying? Do you use birth control? Do you like birth control?
Yes. been using it since I was like 15 or 16 years old. As soon as I started my period, my mama took me and put me on birth control. Yeah. Love it.
Well, I find that interesting. As soon as you started your period, like, did she even think that you was having sex? She just did it anyway?
Right.
Would you say with your daughter, would you just, as soon as your daughter period start, put her on birth control?
It just depends on how old she is. You know what I'm saying? If she's past 14, then, yeah, I would. Because it was, like, the best thing my mama could have did, because I don't have any kids right now. And I faithfully, before anything, I take my birth control. I go get the shot every 3 months. I used to take the pills, but those are, I'm not good on the pill. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
All right, so, okay, well, you believe in growth control. You already answered the other one. You take the shot. You feel what I'm saying? Do you think do you think being on birth control make women more promiscuous? Do you think more people get, and do you really think women have sex more freely? You feel me? Because they know they ain't going to have no babies. I know AIDS and all that kind of stuff out here. That may make you use a rubber, but if you know you ain't going to even have no baby or nothing, you think more people go ahead?
I'm not fucking if I haven't took it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Condom or no condom. I'm scared I'm going to get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. Right.
Hey, so, but do you think it make people more promiscuous? Do you think?
Of course. Because I know if I wasn't on it, I'm not going to do it.
Right. I understand that totally. Now, would you agree with my assessment, first of all, before we get into this part of the conversation, that when you're fucking with a rubber, it don't feel the same as when you're fucking raw, right?
Right.
With that being said, would you make your husband, boyfriend, or whatever else use a rubber for any reason whatsoever?
No, unless I thought he was fucking around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. That's what I'm saying. So because you understand that you know, that just don't make no damn sense. Why are you going to be monogamous and shit? You know what I'm saying? And then still have to use the damn, you know, use the condom. That's the whole point of being able to be monogamous and have that freedom to be sure that you're good on that end. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? Now, what about if they made a male birth control for the man?
Oh, my God. We'll be extinct. That's why they don't make them for y'all motherfuckers, because we will be extinct. You know what I'm saying? You're right. We will be extinct. They know how to make them for y'all, but y'all just don't have that urge to have kids like women do. You know what I'm saying? Every woman, when they little kids, they want to have kids. You understand what I'm saying? You don't hear about little boys running around talking about, I want a baby. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So they already know we will be extinct if y'all. That's why we can carry the baby and y'all can't.
Right. I think you might be right, because I know one thing. This big globe would be minus two.
Oh, my God. Minus your ass, because your daddy probably would have took birth control. You know
probably
what I'm saying?
Probably minus my ass,
because my daddy's been on it. You feel me?
Right. All we got to do is get a shot, nigga. A shot. Every 3 months, nigga, and I'm straight.
But that's why God gave us the urge to have babies, regardless if we on the shot or not. One day, I want to have kids. I want to have a child. You know what I'm saying? Regardless.
Well, you know, wait. I honestly say, I always said I would like to have kids. I never said I didn't want no kids. I just didn't want any kids out of wedlock. You feel me? I wanted to choose. I wanted to be able to choose right then when I have them and by who I have them with. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not that I don't like kids. Because anybody who know me and see me interact with my kids or anybody else's kids know I like kids. I do good with kids. I do better than most dudes with kids. But the thing is, I would have liked to have control.
And you probably would have been like 40 or 50 before you had them.
Probably would have.
You wouldn't have had them now. You see
probably
what I'm saying? God know better. He know what time it is.
I probably would have been 40. I'd have been closer to 40. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
After I'm just all the way, you know, hopefully things, I would have been super financially stable and all that, and just would have been, it would have been no issues, you feel me? We good.
Right.
And then, yeah. So, I mean, it's not that I don't want to have kids. I just felt like I would have liked to have more control over it. And I think women have a lot more control over it, you know what I'm saying, because y'all are the ones who got the option to take the birth control or not, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's all I'm saying. I would like for it to be
right.
Easy. I would like for it to be easy.
No.
But it's... Okay.
Because the world will be extinct. It will be almost extinct because, you know what I'm saying, y'all wouldn't be having babies like that. You probably have one child at 40. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. You might be right. You might be right. Okay. It's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. Give it to me. You got a lot you want to mash?
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
I don't know. I don't want to mash my friend that I go to school with. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm talking to her. We cool in school. The only girl I like in the school. You know what I'm saying? And I think she a dude.
What?
And she ain't like came out telling me.
Wait a minute. Stop. No, cause no, I said it's not like you said you think she's a dude, a guy.
I think she might be. She just got real manly features, and her best friend is a gay guy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking she might be gay. She might be a tranny. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't know, but I'm cool with her regardless, cause she cool people. We chill together at break and everything. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, let me say this. Welcome to Atlanta. Now, that's the first fucking thing. Okay, this motherfucker, this is gay TL. This is officially now gay TL. This motherfucker is full of fags and dykes and trans and all kind of fucking weirdos, okay? It's just the way this fucking place is. It's the gay hub for the South. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, Governor, you know, there's a lot of things about Atlanta I like. They happen to be one of the things I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Now,
but it ain't that I don't like it. I just want her to tell me. Let me in. You know what I'm saying? Because we're still going to be cool regardless. But just let me in.
But I'm just saying, my whole thing is, how do you not, you saying you don't, what, you don't know? I mean, you right there.
Right. What if she really is a woman and she's just an ugly woman? And I asked her, is she a tranny? You feel what I'm saying? She says she got kids. She say she got kids, but it's a lot of gay motherfuckers that got kids and had them when they was younger. You know what I'm saying? Her kids is like 18 years old, so she could have had them when she was a man, when she was in high school. You know what I'm saying? Right.
So he does it. I mean, cause you don't know. I can't know. I don't know. I wanted to do it. I don't want to disrespect nobody. I'm gonna say it. You know what I'm saying? So it. Is your friend? I mean, if you really friends, if you really talk like that,
right?
But then again, how the fuck would you slide that in the conversation?
Exactly.
Because if you're wrong, it's gonna be all kinds of fucked up.
That's like asking a fat chick, "Are you pregnant?" And she just fat. No,
that's not. Well, hey, wait a minute. That's not really unfair because if she was, I mean, well, I don't know.
Right.
You
asked
a fat chick.
I don't know, dude.
I didn't ask a fat chick before she pregnant. She tell me no, and I'm embarrassed. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's fucked up.
How do you ask a fat chick? You bad. Is she pregnant? Because you really don't know.
When did that motherfucker tell you?
That's like Precious. Remember in Precious?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Damn, man.
I just wish
that's
you come out and tell me.
Well, I'll mash her for you, but I also got to kind of mash your ass. For being friends with a motherfucker, you don't even know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
It don't matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't care if she's a tranny. She can still be my motherfucking friend. Come on now. Be for real. Who gives a fuck? It's
2010. Nigga,
When I came to Atlanta, listen, when I came to Atlanta, I said I won't meet a gay friend. You got to have a gay friend. Every bitch here need a gay friend. You know what I'm saying? We go shopping and shit. Bitch, you tell me how my shoes look, how my hair look. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at her if she is. It's just I want you to tell me.
That's awesome.
You saying gay and tranny in the same sentence, and that's not the same thing. The trannies really weird me out. The gay people, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to be hanging around with it, you know what I'm saying? But that's just my personal preference. But the trannies, they scare me. I'm a little scared by them.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, they weird me out. Something wrong with them. No, for real.
We can mash her friend out because her friend sat there and told me that he now like men and women. So all y'all ATL women, and he looked like a regular-ass nigga, talked like a regular-ass nigga, but when he's with us and around us, he talking like, girl, but when he out in public, he like a regular-ass nigga. Yeah.
Mash him. That's what we need to mash off for real. That's the one we need to mash. Now you got it right. That fuck nigga.
This right, let's mash him.
This
right.
Nigga here. This nigga here. He's the nigga. He's the problem. He is the problem. He is the fact fucking problem. Because nigga, you
right.
Go be one, nigga.
Right.
Just be one, nigga. Don't be. See, when you keep going back and forth, that's how shit get over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Keep
right.
your shit over there where y'all is at, okay?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Keep your shit over there where y'all is at.
Right.
We good.
Ugh.
That sound real negatively homophobic, but hey, it's just it's the nature of the beast. God damn it. Pick a side. Pick a side. I respect the gay person more that just pick a side and say, nigga, that's what I am, period.
Exactly.
I respect
but
that.
See, when I asked him about it, you know what I'm saying, how could he do that? And he was like, well, I'm really attracted to beautiful women if they're real pretty, you know what I'm saying, baby mama fine, all his girlfriends are fine. And he was like, also, I'm attracted to just the masculinity of a man. Yeah.
And now we're right back to why birth control and condoms are necessary. You know what I mean? Now we're back to why it's, you know, you might not want to use the rubber, but you might want to use the rubber.
Right.
Now we're back. And
right.
We're back full circle, all the way 360 on the show with one call.
Call.
Right.
Exactly. All right, man. Stay on the line. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Ridiculous. I'm mashing this nigga while everybody can hear it. This nigga here talking about he like girls and boys, but he... You know, come on, man. Pick a side. We back. K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. That kind of blew me a little bit.
Yeah,
I need to try.
That's bullshit.
I mean, the whole thing with the tranny thing, yeah, that's ha-ha weird. And this nigga here makes it just mashable weird. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Pick a side. That's all I'm saying, dog. Pick a side. I mean, I'm gonna get back on topic. Wait a minute. But how would you ask the motherfucker that if you thought one of your friends might be a dude or a chick before, what you gonna say? Like, how you even come off and slide into that conversation, nigga? You really ain't got it really ain't no way to do it.
Ain't no way to do that shit.
Ain't no way to do it. Ain't no way to do it. How you gonna, you can't really just think of a way to really just slide into that conversation like that. You feel what I'm saying? That shit ain't gonna work. Like, what's up, man? You going, yeah, go get some eat, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, man. And by the way, you know what I'm saying? I know it's your ass apple kind of big. You got some kind of deformity. Is something stuck in your throat, nigga? I don't know. Answer the question. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
I mean, so she'll never, unless it's just some, you know what you do? You go watch you rent a movie or some shit that's pertaining to that.
I see how that motherfucker
react. See how they react. Go rent Miss Doubtfire. Just be at the house one day, be kicking it and sitting around, flipping through the channels, and you got Miss Doubtfire in the DVD. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, Miss Doubtfire on. I don't know why people do that. How do people dress up like that? And then they start looking at you crazy. You know what it is. 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody to the show. We're talking about birth control, you dig? We have some interesting callers on the air. I need Uncle Duke to call back because I forgot to ask him a pertinent question. You feel what I'm saying? But welcome everybody that's on the line. 347-934-0966. You tuned in to K100, the realest and illest, rawest talk show on the internet / music show, which means we're going to be getting some music in any minute now. If you're on the lines, make sure, welcome everybody that's on the lines. But if you're on the lines and you want to talk, make sure you hit the number one on your keypad. Now, so far, we've been discussing, it's also Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. So, in fact, make sure you hit the line and get your mash on if somebody's been getting on your motherfucking nerves. You feel what I'm saying? Air it out. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what's popping. But we were talking about birth control. You feel me? And the ladies, you know, the ladies say that, you know, they on birth control. They love it. They need the birth control or whatever. But I posed a couple questions. Guy called in. I'm posing a question to any fella that might not be glued to the fucking Monday Night Football TV program. You understand what I'm saying? If they made a birth control pill for guys, you know, it's got some side effects. Let's say your hair fall out. You gain a little weight. I'm thinking, and just like my last caller said, that half the population wouldn't be here right now. Half the kids born in the past 50 years would not be here. At least half of them. Because if we had to take that goddamn pill, Let's believe, nigga. I'm taking that shit every day faithfully. Oh, I just get a shot every 3 months? Every 3 months?
Be there.
It's a 99% chance I can't get nobody pregnant? Long as it don't involve my dick not getting hard anymore, nigga, sign me up right now. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, do we think birth control makes women more promiscuous? Carla said that her mama gave her birth control as soon as she had her period. I don't know if I do that. Would you do that? You got a daughter. My homeboy, congratulations to Fred. Matter of fact, congratulations to Fred. Fred has a daughter. She's a couple months old now. You know what I'm saying? How old is she now? 2 months?
3 months.
3 months. 3 months. You know what I'm saying? But can you imagine if your daughter was of age and she just got a period? Let's say she got a period in junior high. You feel what I'm saying? Would you put her on birth control or suggest it, even if you had no inkling that she's having sex? Don't you think that'll kind of give her a free reign to, or either, do you think that it encourages it? Because that's what a lot of people are opponents of them giving birth control to minors without parental advisories and all that, is letting them have an open door, an open, a free reign to go ahead and have sex.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you need condoms to prevent STDs or whatever, but also about not having babies. What would you do?
I probably, personally, I wouldn't do it. That's right. Like you said, you're like a free wing here, go fuck.
Right. I
don't get pregnant, go fuck.
Right. Now, but then again, in the grand scheme of things, look at that fucking Teen Mom. I want to mash MTV for Teen Mom. Yeah! Making that shit look cool and easy.
Yeah.
Well, they do show the struggles and shit. But I'm just saying, looking at that show or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? I don't know if I would actually just give it to my daughter off rip unless I was suspecting that she might be going there.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's different. Yeah.
Unless I suspect that she might be going there, I'm finding funny texts. You know what I'm saying? I'm overhearing conversations. Or, you know, the attitude shift. You know what I mean? All that. You know what I mean? If I suspected it more so, I think maybe, yeah. I don't think... Like I said, depending on what age, you know what I'm saying? Most girls come on their period early, you feel me? I know my son's sister, which is my ex's daughter, I think she knows she was in middle school, you feel what I'm saying? And so I couldn't really imagine doing, you know, giving her that, but she's on her, you know, right now, so it's like, well, shit. You know what I'm saying? You kind of really don't want them to go there at that point, so you don't want to give them another reason why, or not another reason why, but another thing that they don't have to worry about.
Worry about, yeah.
You feel me? I think the fear of being a teen mom and getting pregnant is enough.
Yeah.
But when you give them that, then you take that fear away because they're like, oh, I'm on birth control.
I'm good.
Oh, Candy's raising her hand. Maybe she has what she want to add to that. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Y'all gonna be the motherfucker because kids is 2010. Regardless of the situation, they fucking. You feel what I'm saying? They can hide it from you. I hid it from my mama. You feel what I'm saying? Come on now, be for real. It's 2010. And when the babies get older, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be 2020. They're going to be mashing it. And your ass is going to be a granddaddy early. You feel what I'm saying? So why not catch it when she's young? I'm not saying that she could go do it. You feel what I'm saying? You should be able to talk to your child. You know what I'm saying? And tell them what it is.
I was just going to say we're going to have that conversation from the beginning of it.
Right. But you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. You've been there. I've been there. Everybody been there. You know it's going to happen. So why even set your child up for failure? Why even set her up for failure? You know what I'm saying?
At 15, I'm expecting you to be fucking.
Yeah.
But not like
that's what I said though.
She was in the seventh grade. She was fucking 12, right. 13.
Yeah.
I'm like,
right, but that's what I said though. You gotta be 14 anyway. You can't get on birth control unless you're 14 years old anyway. You understand what I'm saying? You can't get on unless you're 14.
High school, right? Yeah, you need to take her ass down there regardless if she's not having sex or if she is, you need to take her down there and put her ass on birth control.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you're setting her up for failure.
True.
High school, I would say, like, I don't know why you started your cycle at 15. Who does? That's late as hell.
Because I was an athlete in school, nigga. That's what we do. That's what women do. When you're an athlete, and I was an athlete in school, and I did not have a period until I was 15. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that. So, okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. Got my point across. Okay. Bye.
I know she was hitting the number one just for that. That's why I had to open her mic back up. But I understand that, but she started hers extremely late. You feel what I'm saying? That's really late to start having a period, 15, but like she said, she's an athlete and all those kind of mitigating factors and stuff. Okay, I get that. You feel what I'm saying? But like if you ever, you know what I'm saying, we know for a fact, kids, I remember being in middle school, girls having periods in middle school. You feel what I'm saying? We was in middle school and stuff, so I don't know if I give it to my 13-year-old. Like she said, but she said you got to be 14 to have it, so... 14, you should be in the ninth grade, right? 14, you're in the ninth grade? Yeah. 14, you're in the ninth grade. 15, you're in the 10th? Yeah. Ninth grade. That's ninth grade, right? If you ain't never flunked in no shit, you know what I'm saying? You should be in the ninth grade, so I don't know. But we talk about everything that has to do with birth control. And we also bringing it up the fact that with the condom situation, you feel me? You know, with the condom situation, if you are in a monogamous relationship with the guy, should you make the guy use the condom if it's your husband? You feel what I'm saying? As a form of birth control. You feel what I'm saying? As a form of birth control. You feel what I mean? Now, we're not asking, that's just because you can easily get on the pill. You feel what I'm saying? You can easily get on the pill or something or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But we already discussed and talked about the point that everybody knows the condom actually feels very different. We pretty much had a general consensus of agreement that the rubber does not feel the same when you're having sex on neither end, very much so for the guy. So if I'm in a relationship, a monogamous relationship where I'm married, and my motherfucking wife asks me to put a motherfucking rubber on, kill your motherfucking self. That's not going to happen. You won't get on the motherfucking pill. I don't give a shit if you like it or not. That's what you're going to do if you don't want to have no babies. We can do the pull-out method. We can do all kind of shit. But me motherfucking, the whole point of me committing, you feel me? The whole point of me committing to you feel what I'm saying, forever, you feel what I'm saying, and locking down, and you the only one I'm sleeping with, and me making this lifelong commitment to you is, I get this fuck wrong, worry-free, pussy. Yeah, that's like I don't even believe in these motherfucking people who say it's okay for a wife to deny their husband some motherfucking sex. Nigga, if I was going to be going through all that shit, I should never got married. If it's going to be like that. That's a whole other discussion, but I'm just saying. So, you know, why am I wearing a condom now and you my wife or some shit? That's just fucking ludicrous. I'm not going to fucking do it. That's a divorceable event for me right there. Divorceable. I will leave you behind that. Yes. Yeah! Right. 850-960, you're on the air. You got your hand up first in line. Welcome everybody that's on the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. We on the line. With this Please Save the Babies.
What's going on?
What it do? What's poppin', Keisha?
Hey.
All right, we've been having some fun tonight. We have some interesting calls, you know what I'm saying? It's also Mashing Motherfucking Mondays on K100 Internet Radio. Yeah! Your chance to vent and you know, let people have it that's been getting on your nerves. Maybe a coworker or your baby daddy or whatever, your kids, who knows? But it's also the day, every Monday we do this. So if it's your first time tuning into the show or listening to the show, every Monday, besides whatever subject, I allow you to go ahead and just mash a motherfucker. Not give him the mash. Yeah. Now, with that being said, let's jump right into it. Keisha. Now, Keisha.
Yes.
Do you partake in birth control? You use birth control?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that birth control makes women more promiscuous? If it wasn't for birth control, do you think the fact that you could get pregnant, even though we know it's not 100%, do you think it just makes women a little bit more loose with how frequent and who they do it with?
I think so. But, I mean, as far as me personally, it didn't change anything about me. But I think that women, since now, you know, we carry in our condoms, we got female condoms, we got implants, we got whatever. Yeah, women are going to be a little more social when it comes to their sex lives.
Right, exactly. Now, I pretty much know that this is the case. I just want to see if women will actually just say it out loud and say, yeah, we get our fuck on more now because we got birth control and shit like that. I just want to hear y'all say it, even though we all know it's true, Keisha. It's the time you have to ask the question out loud.
I'm not, you know, freaking everything around the corner or nothing, but, I mean, I believe in my birth control.
Right. Now, what's your... So now, let me ask you this right here.
Do you if you was in a well, first of all, let me ask you this. I really wanted to reserve this question for guys, but I doubt a lot of guys call in. Even though I got people on the line, I think most of them are women. I said I said if they had a male version, a male oral contraceptive, because that's just being frank. Okay, let's go ahead and put it out here. Everybody, pay attention, everybody. Let's go ahead and put this out here for everybody who don't fucking know this. And if you don't know this, you a fucking retard or you ain't grown. The only reason we use condoms and shit for disease prevention and everything and all that kind of stuff, right? All that right there. You feel me? But another reason why men use condoms also is because they don't want to get women pregnant. Before AIDS was full blown, you feel what I'm saying? You know, guys would use it as a method. It was our only option. It was our only choice. It's the only thing that we can do to stop us from getting you pregnant outside of abstinence. And I already said the abstinence, just everybody just shut the hell up with the whole abstinence thing. It's fucking 2010. Everybody is fucking, okay? So I don't even want to go there about abstinence. But the whole point is, us guys have no form except the condom of birth control or maybe a vasectomy. And this is something that I've actually talked about and I'm looking into. Now, with that being said, I think that my kids wouldn't be here and I wouldn't even be here if all men had to do was take a goddamn pill every day or get a shot every 3 months and nigga, we guarantee 99% chance we ain't gonna have no babies. You might not be here. Matter of fact, K100 might not be here. All kind of shit might not goddamn be here. Michael Jordan might not be here if that was the option. You feel what I'm saying? But one of the calls,
if abortion was something that was common and well practiced, I know I wouldn't be here because I'm that kid. I'm that one night stand. So I know I wouldn't be here.
Right. Exactly. Now, with that being said, would you, if you had a man or whatever, would you trust him? Like, we have to trust you. We have to trust you, ladies. This is a big responsibility and a big amount of trust we putting on y'all. Would you trust your man? You get off birth control. Would you trust and believe that the man gonna do what he need to do to make sure you don't get pregnant? Like, we have to trust y'all. Would you just let it ride like that?
If there was some oral contraceptive, yeah, I would trust him. If we were in a relationship, I would trust him. Because the same way that a guy will say, well, are you on birth control? Would you take your pill? That's the same question we can ask them.
Exactly. But I don't think women would trust us like that.
Really?
No, I don't.
I mean, if you say you're taking your birth control, then I'm going to believe.
Man,
all you can do is take my word for it.
That's the problem. That's where my problem lies, right there. That's my issue with these pharmaceutical countries and all these rich fucks making 1,001 birth control methods for y'all, but not one in the past 50 years that they came up with one oral contraceptive for a guy. Not one. Give it a try. Try it out. Trust me. We're going to take it. No problem. We're not going to forget. I bet you we don't forget. You know what? Let me lose my hair and let me gain a couple pounds. Give it to me anyway, nigga. As long as it don't make my dick stop getting hard, sign Blizzum up ASAP. Do it now. I'll be the test subject. I can be the goddamn trial, motherfucker, using it for trials.
You have to understand the other risk, though, because men are more prone to high blood pressure. Men are more prone to, like,
you have to understand
those other risks, too. And I think that could be part of why there is no male contraceptive or male oral contraceptive, simply because of the risk factors.
I know men.
Sterilize you.
I know some men who don't have so many issues with baby mamas and child support. They'll risk a fucking heart attack just to not goddamn have to go through that shit. Sign us the fuck up. Do it. Do it now.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. I'll be the first in line for the clinical trial.
And you do understand that even after a vasectomy, there's a certain amount of time that you can still get a person pregnant.
Well, I can goddamn.
So you would still have to use condoms for a certain amount of time.
Who's married
and been married and been together for over 20 years, and after his vasectomy, they had to start using condoms because she was not on birth control, and they didn't want any more kids.
Okay, well, that's just temporary. See, in the back of my mind, I know this is temporary. You still got your jaws, baby. I can still fit some skin on skin, some slob. You feel what I'm saying? You can still work it out for a nigga. You know what I'm saying? You can catch it. It's all kind of shit. We can work it out. You understand what I'm saying? We'll work that out. Don't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? We'll work that out. I can work through that. But, you know, I know at the end of the day, this is all for a greater good. I can do it for a couple of months.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Exactly.
DreamWorks.
Now, it's mash motherfucking money. So before I go and get to some of these other people raising their hand, go ahead and you got anybody you want to mash?
Yeah! I'm mashing the baby, she won't hush, but otherwise I'm good.
I'm not mashing the baby.
I know. I'm not mashing her either, but she's asking for extra food, and I'm trying to walk around and talk on the phone. So I guess I better do my motherly thing.
Well, go ahead and do that. But stay on the line if you can. I got some music to play and everything. And I got more callers raising their hands like crazy. So kind of busy for a Monday night football night. I'm cutting through. I'm competition, y'all. I'm competing for Monday night football. All right. Make sure everybody, okay, stay on the line, though, if you can, Keisha.
All right.
I'm mashing you in your perfect little life. I just feel like it. My life isn't perfect right now, so I'm mashing everybody with perfect little lives with nothing to mash. That's what I'm mashing today.
All right. I'll take that tonight.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
I want to remind everybody, once again, pay attention to all my K100 loyal listeners. If you're my Facebook friend or something like that, and you know you got the K100 page as up under your like list, and you're part of the private group and all that, I want to remind you that we now have K100 coffee mugs, K100 promotional material like t-shirts and hoodies and water bottles and tote bags for sale. So if you want to show your support and support the cause of K100, you want to walk around with a big middle finger saying kiss my ass and make people want to ask you what the hell is that, by all means, go to the website, go to the page, find the link to the store, the Blizzom store, and purchase your fresh K100 hoodie, t-shirt, coffee mug, tote bag, and water bottle. Cost you a small penny, not too much. And it's all for the cause. It's all for me to expand this ever-growing empire that you love so much because you call this motherfucker all the time, and I keep it motherfucking 100. Okay? Moving right along. 678-6370. This is Keith. What's going on? Then, Michigan girl, I see you on deck. And then I'm coming back to Shay. She raised her hand. And welcome to everybody else that's in here eavesdropping and listening in. With your quiet ass, I'm mashing you tonight. Yeah! Anyway, what's going on, Key?
Man, y'all tripping tonight.
Well, we are having a very, very real and true conversation. I think this conversation is much, very much needed. I think we ain't pulling
it
no
questions.
Yeah. Maybe you would. You might not even be here if we had a goddamn contraceptive for men.
Maybe not.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I don't think you did.
My mom got pregnant. She got pregnant with me while she was on the pill.
Right. So that means she wasn't even trying to do it. So you know the daddy wasn't.
No, she was on the pill when she got pregnant with me.
Right. That means she wasn't even trying to have no baby. So you know the man.
She wasn't trying to have a baby.
You feel what I'm saying?
I was just meant to be here. The world is a much better place now that I'm here. Thank you.
Well, I guess I get it. I get it. Okay, let's start it from the top. Now, so you do you use birth control? You believe you like use birth control? You using birth control and stuff right now?
Yeah, the thing about me and birth control is I never took it before like this year, like, and I'm 32, and I never took birth control.
So you a high risk mother? You high risk like a motherfucker. Damn it, man. You don't even know how this is going to turn out. I mean, you could
I just never, I mean, you know, I had my two kids. Those are the only two pregnancies I've ever had. I never had any abortions or anything.
Okay.
And I was married with my last one.
Okay, that's good. Now, do you think that birth control makes people more promiscuous, makes women more promiscuous especially? Do you think that with the exception of birth control, it makes women, you know, feel like at least that, they got that comfort of not getting pregnant, so they might go ahead and fuck that person or that extra guy that one night when they ain't got to worry about all that shit. You feel what I'm saying? You don't think it makes them more...
With me personally, no, because since my mom got pregnant with me while she was on the pill, yeah, that I still had that, like, in the back of my head, so it still looks scary to me. So I can't say that it made me just be like, oh, yeah, I don't have to worry about it. No.
Right.
I was scared about that since I'm the product of a failed birth control field.
True. Now, you use the shot, the pill, or what are you doing?
I use the shot. I mean, the pill right now. I think I might want to try the shot, but I use the pill now because I don't like taking pills. And I didn't even start for a birth control method. I start for other health reasons. So, you know, if it was left up to me, I still wouldn't be taking it.
You wouldn't be taking it? What's your issue with birth control?
I just never did it, and I ain't never had any problems. Like I said, I've only been pregnant those two times, and so I was.
But was either one of those planned?
Yes, I was pregnant with my second daughter.
No,
I was married. It was cool. My first one definitely was not planned. I was 17.
Okay, so then you already know what could happen. So why would you not want to be on birth control?
Because I've seen the side effects from, like, with my friends that started taking them really early, like their hair falling out, blood clots, and not just, oh, you might get a little blood clot. No, blood clots to where you have to be hospitalized and your ass is really sick, like mm-hmm. that type of blood clot, you know, gaining. There's all kind of stuff, and I'm just like hypertension. It's just a lot of side effects that I, you know, since I wasn't just running around fucking like that, I wasn't really too much concerned about it.
Okay, I understand that, but you do realize I would definitely 100% risk all that shit just for one option. Just give me one option, big pharmaceutical. Just give us one fucking pill. Give us one pill.
I think you all just want it so y'all can be hitting raw pussy all the time, which I think is a terrible reason to want because you still got diseases.
No.
First of all,
who pussy raw that you hitting is the question. So yeah, I would like to hit pussy raw. Now, don't necessarily mean I'm gonna go out and hit 100 different pussies raw. I may have a girlfriend. You feel me? One person that I fucking have sex with. You feel me? And I would like to not have to worry about if I know for a fact me and this woman ain't got no goddamn diseases or nothing like that. Yeah, nigga, the only other reason I would put a motherfucking condom on, nigga, is because I'm worried about having a motherfucking baby. If I know for a fact me and this woman is committed to each other, I believe that. Of course, you never really know, but still, you feel what I'm saying? You can sign me and every other motherfucking nigga I know up for the motherfucking male.
That's different, though, if you in a monogamous but let's keep it real. This is K100. Let's not act like most men, if they knew they could not, that it's a 99% chance they could not get a woman pregnant and fuck her wrong, don't act like they only going to be mashing their girl.
I know that.
A whole other. You gonna end up just like that. The dude Candy was talking about. They're like, oh, he like men and women, and all his girlfriends is fine as hell. He ain't the only one to know they fine as hell. Y'all be like, yeah, she fine as hell. She fucking that nigga, and that nigga fucking another nigga, and you fucking her. Yeah, cause she fine as hell. Y'all gonna get that wrong.
Listen, I will directly take responsibility on this show right now and pay attention. I will say and I will admit that if they come out with a male contraceptive, the STD AIDS rate might jump up. It might have a little boost, might have a little bump.
I just want you to be able to say it.
You feel me? I'm saying it's possibility. It's possible.
It's definite. That shit is scary.
Okay.
They do it now. They do it now. They don't even have a contraceptive.
That's what I'm saying. But still, my whole point is I want to have the power and the control that you motherfuckers have. I want to be able to goddamn say, nigga, I ain't finna get no. You feel me? Like, right now, all the power rests with females. And right now, females can be like, man, I'm finna trap this nigga. He got bread, whatever, and just stop taking it. You'll never know. And then motherfucking get her dumb ass pregnant. You feel what I'm saying? I would like for them to make a fucking male oral contraceptive just like the pill or give us a shot or some shit. I already told all the brothers who listening, because they might not be listening because they're watching football, but they going to check out the podcast and the afterplay. Fellas, I'm telling you, the vasectomy's right about now. I went and did my research. I actually went and did a consultation. This shit is painless. It's quick. You be back on your feet. No time. You feel me? I'm just saying, brothers. I'm just saying. If you're already good on the kids tip, you might want to look into it. Because I'm like really looking into that. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm good.
If I get married, I think I'm, my husband's going to have one.
because I don't like birth control.
Right, and that goes to my next question. If you got a husband, do you think it's even fair to ask your husband to use a condom?
I would never ask my husband to put on a condom. Man, if he been cotton, man, you know, I don't call him fucking lying or something. No, I don't even want to feel that. No.
Because you agree, like I agree, that sex with condoms don't feel the same. It ain't even close, right?
It don't feel the same. Yeah, I mean, especially when you married. Like I said, if you married, you know, when you single, fuck don't feel the same. Shit, having AIDS don't feel the same as being healthy either. So, what's that?
Well, that's true.
I mean, right, you know what I'm saying? Damn, that's uncomfortable.
And that's why we're where we're at. You feel what I'm saying? In the situation we're in, where we need to use condoms, whatever, you feel what I'm saying? Because condoms are not, condoms were made for disease prevention more so than they was for stopping pregnancy. You feel me? You know what
but
I'm saying?
My husband, never that. Because, I mean, then it's just too much headache. You know, you sleep, if you're doing it, you know, you might want to stop and get some head, and it tastes like prophylactic and damn grease or whatever they put on them things.
I'm not
going to
listen, man. I'm not even if I was married, I wouldn't even allow brothers in my household. My
I do have a friend, though. She and her husband use condoms. They use condoms, like, when it's around the time that she feels like, you know, when she's ovulating, because she wasn't on any birth control, so around that time, you know, they would use condoms.
I think, right there, something got to give.
But
you know what I'm saying?
They still got four kids, so obviously they weren't timing it right.
You gonna get your tools tied? We got four, we can't spend another one. You gonna get your tools tied? I'm gonna do, but nigga, I'm not gonna be, man, hell no. That's killing one of the major benefits of being married. I still gotta use condoms like I'm out here single and shit. Risking it? Fuck that shit. No, nigga. No. Not doing it. No. It ain't going down. Now, before I go on.
That was when they had three kids. So, you know, it wasn't working, obviously, because they got a fourth one now.
But the pull-out method rarely works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
we discussed the pull-out method. Yeah, the pull-out method don't work. We already been there tonight on the show. The pull-out method, once again, everybody, the pull-out method technically is not really a good form of birth control. You feel me? You can do it. And it kind of technically kind of sort of is, but you might need some kind of backup, some pills or something like that. You feel me? I'm just saying. I'm just being realistic. All right. Now, I got a couple more people on the line, so I got to get to them, and I got to do your mash. You got anybody you want to mash for Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, the goddamn vent episode every Monday on K100? Welcome everybody who's on the line, who's no, I don't recognize, and it's your first time tuning in. Every Monday, we have Mashing Motherfucking
Mondays.
Yeah, we have Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. And basically, this is your chance to goddamn call in, and you can just go off with whoever you want to go off for the week. Somebody done piss you off over the weekend, your baby mama, your goddamn children, whatever. So, King, you got anybody you want to mash before I move on to the next call?
Man, I'm going to mash my daughter for her progress report she brought home today. And I'm going to mash myself for not beating her ass. Oh, I want to whoop her ass so bad, but I was like, I'm not hurting.
I normally don't mash kids. I just told Keisha I'm going to mash
her. She's a teenager.
Oh, matter of fact, since you got a teenager, before I go to the next call, if your daughter, I don't know if she is, I don't want to. Would you give your daughter birth control? Do you feel like if you give your daughter birth control, she's in high school, right? Ninth grade, right?
Yep.
Do you feel like if you put her on birth control, you kind of giving her more leeway to go out and want to have sex? I asked somebody else that, since you have a daughter that's actually that age.
I don't think it's necessarily more leeway, but, you know, like Candy said, it's pretty much better safe than sorry, because they're going to do it. You're 14, yeah. You going to do it. If you haven't done it already, it's coming real soon. I would just really talk to her still about the things that can happen just from having sex. Other than having a baby, it's other things that can happen. But, you know, you know what I'm saying? We in 2010. Hey, got to go on in.
Okay, I guess so. Well, everybody's like, yo, if they're already in high school, you might as well give them the birth control. I don't know. Like I said, I don't think that's necessarily telling them to go ahead and go out and fuck.
It's a sticky situation.
I say give it to them though. If they're in high school, I say give it to them. Sometimes girls come on their period early in junior high, and I wouldn't do it. You feel me?
Yeah, now they're coming on their period at 10 years old. My daughter's on at 10. So
right. So I wouldn't do it then. Okay. All right, then. Yeah, we got to get the grades up. We got to mash it for that.
Yeah!
Got to match it for the grades. We want the kids doing
good.
I know we don't match the children, but I got to match up for that. All right? Stay on the line, Key, all right? Okay. Michigan girl, you on the... I play. I'll get to the music, y'all. I know I got some people listening on the line listening for their song to be played. Homie, I got you. All right? Let me try and catch some of these calls. I got like five people in the queue. All right? But Rafael, homie, I got you, dog. I'm going to get answer some of these calls real quick, okay? Right now, we got Michigan girl, and then we got 9370. That area code. I don't know who that is. I'll get to you. You on deck. All right. First up, Michigan girl. What's happening?
What's up? What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. Welcome to K100 again. One of my faithful callers and listeners. Yeah. We're doing it. 347-934-0966. That's the number tuning into the show. Episode 85. I take the No Baby Special, please. Yeah. That's what I named it. That's what I called it. We're talking about birth control, all things birth control. We're having a crazy conversation because we got sidetracked because I said, God damn it, if they made a birth control oral contraceptive for men, I sign up for the clinical trial. I don't give a fuck if my hair fall out and I gain 20 pounds. If I ain't never had to have no goddamn children, God damn it, sign me the fuck up. I just hit the gym harder and cut it bald. Anyway, as long as my dick still get hard, I still, as long as it don't stop my dick from getting hard, damn it, or just make me ugly. You know what I'm saying? I think I still take the risk. I can risk a little high blood pressure. Yeah, I'll take it. Hell, them goddamn, hell, your baby mama and child support court will give you goddamn high blood pressure, nigga. Real talk. Now, moving right
your ass is crazy.
I'm just saying, it's real. It's 100. Okay, 100. Now, are you on birth control? How do you feel about birth control or anything like that right now? That's the first thing I got to ask you.
My tubes are tied.
Love it. If I was your boyfriend, I'd be like, love it. Okay. Now, do you feel like birth control makes you a little more promiscuous? Do you feel like since, you know, now that you got your tubes tied and, you know, you at least you can't have no babies or whatever, you may strap up with the rubbers and everything, but at least you know that. Do you think that you have sex more because you don't have to worry about the baby factor? Do you think that has an effect on you like that?
Not on me. Per se. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like sex, but I don't think it made me have sex more or anything, or made me more promiscuous, because that's just not me.
Okay. That's just not you. Okay. Maybe. We don't know that. That's not you. We don't know that.
If I'm in a monogamous relationship or, you know, it's just, you know, somebody, then yeah, it's going down. But I'm just saying, I don't, because I can't get pregnant, I don't go sleeping with a whole bunch of random dudes.
Okay. I can respect that. I understand that. And since you just said monogamous relationship, let me jump into that part of the conversation. Now, If you had a boyfriend, you monogamous relationship or whatever, we already discussed. Okay, let me ask you this first of all. Do you like sex? If you use a condom, let's say you do use condoms or whatever, when you use condoms, do you realize or do you feel like the condom takes away from the sexual experience? Do you know, sex with a condom just ain't the same as sex without a condom? You feel me? Do you feel that way? Will you give me that much before I go on?
Hell no, it ain't the same. It's still different. I mean, it's just what it is. It's a barrier. So, you know, I don't care how thin it is or whatever, you're going to feel a difference. But, you know, you use it to prevent sexually transmitted diseases and all that, but there is a difference.
Right. So with that being said, if you in a monogamous relationship with a man or whatever, you feel me, would you make him use a condom? If you wasn't on birth control and your tubes went tied and you could possibly get him pregnant, do you think it makes any sense whatsoever to make a man use a condom? You know, you feel me? I mean, ain't that like the whole point? You feel me? Of being in a monogamous relationship, at least you ain't got to worry, because the condom really is for STDs, not necessarily for pregnancy prevention. So if I'm in a monogamous relationship, if I'm married, you feel me? I be meeting people and they be like, well, yeah, I'm married, but I still use condoms, and I be like, nigga, what? Where they do that? Who fucking,
right.
Where the fuck is that? What's the point, nigga? Why the hell I gotta settle down with one motherfucker and use a rubber? Now I gotta settle down with one piece of pussy and I can't even feel that piece of pussy? Fuck that shit. No, you're not doing it. I'm not doing it. So what do you feel about it? I'm just saying, I get a little excited about stuff like that. But what do you feel?
You get excited.
I just think that's just fucking retarded. But what do you
feel? I mean, if I was in a monogamous relationship and my tubes were not tied, I don't think I would make him use a rubber. We have to come up with something. If I have to get on the pill, shot, something. But if I'm in a monogamous relationship and I trust him, I trust he ain't out there doing whatever, the condoms got to go. They got to go out the window.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's basically what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. You feel me? Now, we talked about the fact that guys have to have, and I see you 937, I'm coming to you next. We talked about the fact that guys have to have this unfounded, unwarranted, unearned amount of trust in women that they be fucking with when it comes down to certain things like birth control. We got to believe that when we say, oh, you on the pill? You feel me? Yeah, I'm on the pill. I take it every day. Yeah. My tubes are tied. Bitches be lying. I'm just going to put it out there. 100. They be lying. And there's a lot of babies out here right now because motherfuckers be lying. With that being said, if you was fucking with a dude and they had an oral contraceptive for a guy, which they don't, which is why I'm mad.
Oh,
still
Lord.
Waiting for that. I'm about to get it. I'm about to go get my nuts snipped because you motherfuckers just don't want to give us that pill. So I got to go take these extreme measures to get my fucking, get a vasectomy to make sure I got the ball in my court and control. You feel me? I got to go through all these proceedings. Y'all can just take a damn pill and get a shot. But anyway, if it was a male contraceptive, would you trust your boyfriend or whatever to be responsible enough to take it? Would you just go with the word like we do and believe it? Do you think you could? Because that's what women are asking us to do every time they say that.
Right.
Even though we've never right there seen you take the pill.
Right. So if we didn't live together, it depends on how long I've known him and that I know he don't want no kids and he real serious about it. Because in the end, even if there was a male contraceptive, the woman is still going to be the one to get pregnant. So if my tools went tired and I'm in this relationship and we don't live together, so I'm not seeing him take this pill, I might be like, hey, you take that pill today? Well, you know, it might be some reminders. And it also, I don't know, I might be a little shaky on that one because, you know, that might not be that's not something men would be used to. Like, a lot of women have been taking birth control since they were young or have taken it on and off, so it's
the thing about that is, I understand that, but in this reality, in this bizarro world that I'm making up right now because it don't fucking exist because they won't give us a pill in that world,
right.
I would have been taking this shit since 8th grade, maybe 7th. I don't know. Right, I start jacking my dick. Maybe it's like that for us. Like, when y'all start taking pills, when y'all get a period, maybe once I start jacking my dick, that's when you give it to your son. Oh, this nigga beating off? Give him the pill. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know how it would work. I'm just saying, all I know is, if it was a male contraceptive for dudes, I wouldn't be here, and half of you motherfuckers on this phone line, welcome to the show, wouldn't even be here.
That's true. I probably wouldn't be here either.
That's all I'm saying. Now, before I move right along to the 937, because I'm running out of time, and I got a lot of people on the line, that's what's up, since it's Monday Night Football. I'm surprised. Anyway, you got anybody you want to mash? Because it is Mashing Motherfucker Mondays on K100. We do this every Monday. Welcome everybody who's never called into the show, or this is your first time. Every Monday, we have the vent episode where you can call in on top of what we're talking about. After you say what you want to say about the subject at hand, then we go ahead and let you goddamn vent if anything's been getting on your nerve, whatever. So we call it Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, and we'll mash them for you.
Yeah.
All right, Michigan girl, anybody you want to mash?
Nah, I'm good today. I ain't got nobody I want to mash.
What the fuck? All you damn people living in perfect-ass worlds. Do you even watch the news? You ain't seen the motherfucker on the news you want to mash? I want to mash every motherfucking Atlanta fan. Got them cheering Mike Vick on when that motherfucker ain't playing for a team in your division. You turncoat motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Fair weather fan ass motherfuckers. I know he was your quarterback, but he ain't now. Now he the enemy. Stop cheering for that nigga. Walk around here with a goddamn Phillies Mike Vick goddamn jersey on. And you're supposed to be a goddamn Atlanta fan.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it can be random. It ain't got to be nothing about what we're talking about.
Well, maybe they wasn't Atlanta fans. Maybe they were just Michael Vick fans.
That's the type of shit I be talking about.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, you know what? You from Michigan, and
yes,
you live in Atlanta, and you cheer for the Saints and Lakers. So how about I just mash you?
Yeah.
How
you know what? That ain't even right. But okay, I'm gonna take that since I ain't have nobody to mash. You know,
right.
So I'm gonna take that.
All right, I'm going to another caller. 937. You're on the air, and then I'm gonna go into some music. What's popping? You okay? 100. 937. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I'm in Ohio, baby.
Oh, Ohio, damn. Yeah,
Ohio.
What's happening, homie? What?
Hey, Popeyes, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking with you. What you think about LeBron leaving, man?
They can hate on him all he wants to, but you know what the fact of the matter is? Where does he come from? He comes from Akron. Leave the man alone.
You right about that. I mean, he got to rep it regardless of what he's playing. You feel what I'm saying?
Man, he got tied with the head on his arm. He's from Akron, so, I mean, he's going to take a while with him wherever he's at. So it's just going to be his business if he wins, whatever.
That's right. Well, just in case you didn't know, Carla, I am a Florida boy, so we'll take him. I'm now officially on the LeBron bandwagon as of this season. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you calling to the show now. You've been listening for a minute. You've been listening to what we're talking about. So first of all,
yeah.
Since you're a guy, I'm glad I got some guys. I had one guy calling at the very beginning of the show, but on Mondays, on football season, I'm lucky if I get two. So I'm glad that you called. I appreciate it. Now, with that being said, first of all, how do you feel about birth control? You feel me? Do you feel like, do you fuck with chicks? You know what I'm saying? You know, do they need to be on birth control or whatever when you fucking with them or anything like that? Or do you even really care?
I can't believe women. They say one thing and do another, brother.
Right, right. I know that. That's my argument I was just having with the last person. You see this unfounded trust they was wanting to have us having them, dog? It's like, yeah, you on the pill, yeah. And we just supposed to believe them and shit. But, yo, they get kind of offended and shit when you asking that shit over again. Like, yo, you take your pill? Yo, they be like, nigga, what? Ain't nobody trying to trap you, nigga. What the fuck you talking about? Bitch, shut up. I'm trying to make sure. Bitch, this shit is important. You feel what I'm saying? They get attitude and get mad and shit, my nigga. I be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Niggas trying to make sure he don't want to goddamn have no head for this ass.
Hey, my dude, hey, if they get attitude with you, then who's right and who's wrong? Obviously, you are, and they didn't take their pill, right?
Right. Now, let me ask you this. What if they had a male contraceptive? Would you use it? An oral contraceptive?
If it was in pill form, I probably would, but if it was something totally different, probably not, dude.
Yeah, pill. I'm talking about if it was a pill, just like that. All you got to do is take this little itty-bitty small-ass pill. It's smaller than a Tic Tac. Just fucking take it. Just do it. Would you do it?
I would do it. I'll do it in a heartbeat because, I mean, it's just like medicine, like vitamin C and shit.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I don't understand. See, women, because I got a lot of female callers that listen to my show because I be talking about some crazy shit, right? So a lot of them be like, y'all just don't know. Y'all don't got to take the pill. Y'all don't got to remember it. You might. But they got all these. I said, man, let me tell you one thing about it. If it was in our hands, trust and believe, we'll never forget. That shit would be like leaving the house without your money, nigga. Who does that?
Yep.
Nobody's going to do that. Now, let me ask you this one other question. You feel me? Since you're on the show. Now, will you agree with me, since you're the only other male that's called the show tonight, will you agree with me that fucking with a rubber and fucking without a rubber, don't that shit, first of all, A, feel totally different?
Yeah.
Right. One more time. The brother said, yeah. Fucking with a rubber and fucking without a rubber feels totally different. Okay? Now, if you had a girlfriend and if you had a wifey, let's say you was married, or you had a long-time girlfriend, you was in a monogamous relationship with this chick, you know that. Everybody knows that nobody's fucking around, so you're not really worried about diseases per se. Would you be pissed off if she made you, or even if it was your wife, would you be mad if she made you wear a condom and saying she just don't want to get on a pill? You feel me? Like she just want to, she wants you to use a condom. What's the fucking point of, what's the point of having one piece of
that's
pussy?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's
as hell,
lazy.
Right? Yeah.
That's
you have a problem with that? Yeah, you have a problem with it, right?
Yeah, I'll be like, man, girl, you're lazy. Shut up.
Right, exactly. Because that makes absolutely no sense. Makes no sense whatsoever.
Nah, it's retarded.
Yeah. Why I gotta wear a rubber and downgrade my sexual experience just because you don't want to take a fucking pill or a shot? I'm just saying. It's just a pill. It's just they talking about the side effects.
Wouldn't that be a trust issue? If she made you wear a condom, then she wouldn't trust you, would she?
Right. Why would she? Because if you just take the pill or whatever, you ain't worried about having a baby, then what are we using the condom for? First of all, the condom is made for disease prevention, not necessarily birth control, per se. It can be used as that.
Trust issue.
And
if she made me wear a condom, I'd be like, girl, then you better get tested for AIDS, motherfucker.
Right. Off the top. All right. I feel you. Now, once again, I only got 26 minutes and I got people raising their hand, but I got to play some music. But This is Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, brother. I know this might be the first time you called my show, but this is where on every Monday you get to say whatever you want to say. Like, you want to mash anybody or any world event, it doesn't matter, anything that's going on in your life that you like, man, I'm mad as fuck. Let me tell you about this bullshit. I'll mash it for you. Go ahead. You got anything?
I just want to say that I want to give a big shout out to all the Esquad DJs out there. If it wasn't for Esquad, I wouldn't be here.
Are you a DJ?
If you guys need any music or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you guys can just hit up, you know, the Esquad DJs and ask about the Ohio DJ Hotness. And if they're speaking on mashing people, man, I want to mash. Okay, if I was to choose to mash one person, it would be Bill Clinton. You know why? Because he's supporting the Tea Party. Shut
he
up,
is?
Dude.
Wait, whoa. Wait a minute. Where did you hear that? Where did you see that at? I haven't seen that. Where did you see that?
Man, it's all over the news. He's supporting the Tea Party, so Bill Clinton, you're a traitor. Get off of us. Bye-bye.
Damn, if Bill Clinton is in fact supporting those motherfuckers, I'm killing this. And also, because, nigga, we put you on the map. We was the reason. We were the ones who made the rest of the world believe that it was okay to get your dick sucked by the goddamn intern. Okay, Bill, you owe us that much. We let you get a pass. You feel what I'm saying?
You owe the black man.
Come on, man. That's that bullshit. Now, hold on. But you said are you a DJ?
Yeah, I'm an Esquad DJ, and I'm an official DTP DJ. So I represent Disturbing the Peace and 100 Racks. Energy drink.
Right. Well, that's what's up. First of all, I want to make sure that you, thank you for listening to the show, and A, that you continue to listen to the show, and if there's anything that K100 can do, you let me know that we can got them tired and get some business done. You feel what I'm saying? I need sponsors, goddammit. Fuck it. I need sponsors. DTP is going to be good as any. I don't give a shit. But listen, on some real shit, if you're fucking with any artists, man, I would like for you, if you're really, you know, dealing with close one-on-one with any of them, make sure you tell them to send music to my show at K100 Radio. That's the letter K, the number 100.
Yeah,
K100 Radio at Gmail.
I got a group right now I'm in the studio with, and there's a CD coming out real soon. It's called Crown Play. And I'm telling you, when they come out with their single, you're the first radio station I'm hitting with it.
Man, hit me up, man. Get me that. All right? I want to break some records around this motherfucker. I'm finna get into the music. I'm going to play a couple of songs, well, you know, one or two songs real quick, and I'm going to answer some more calls. But appreciate you calling in, dog. Appreciate you listening.
I appreciate you too, buddy, man. Take care. God bless, bro.
All right, man. Stand by. All right. That's what's up, man. I'm finna get ready to get into the music side of this real quick. I'm going to spin one or two songs. You feel me? And I'm going to come back to the line. I had a couple people raising their hand that had already talked. So before I come back and open their lines back up, because they may want to say something about something that somebody else said, I'm going to go into a couple of songs, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to open the mic lines up. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We can engage in discussion that way at the end. Right now, I got this kid named Ross Flair from Detroit. He sent me a song in. Shout out to him. I'm going to go ahead and drop it. Break his record here on K100 Internet Radio real quick. You feel me? I like his song. You feel me? Here's somebody coming out of the Detroit area. You understand what I'm saying? And but besides that, I think the song is hot. You feel me? So this is Rod Flair, Detroit Night.
Yeah. Don't get no smooth from this. No. Check my swag, man. Dress me up. I'm from the OJ Club. You know, yeah, the boots from Cartier. We got the bar, we got the bar too. Yo, Flair.
Yo, holla. You can never say I'm weak or whack. I can't be that. The nonsense you're spitting out can't be that. The rap game is handicapped, so Flair be the wheelchair. I just sit and ride the track. Superstar, yeah, Bobby that. I've been that dude, the world gotta realize the fact that I'm a class act, running circles around you, that cat, only ride, still kill, bang, go wax. Yeah, but I'm back like I never left, still stuntin' hard for them haters watching every step. Yeah, then I rep for my city, got love for it all, but reside on the west, been the same, never change up. Still arrange the cuts and spy dudes to step they rap game up. Either that or get flamed up, pretty boy flare back at it for real time, the man know. You can hear it in my slang when I talk, you can see it in my swag when I walk that I'm front. You can tell by the frames on my face that I only represent one place all day. You can hear it in my slang when I talk, you can see it in my swag when I walk that I'm front. You can tell by the frames on my face that I only represent
one place, yo. Take fall back, be easy. I'm in a spot full of sleazy breezies, all drunk and easy, very ready to please me. I'm focused, man. My team's flowing the game like we locust, man. I'm a Motor City resider, old school driver, girl. Stop and watch when the fly guy ride up. My black diamonds are light, they eyes up. Dudes mad, they hate my shine, got them fired up like bad workers. Cigarettes, cigars, black and miles, the engines and cars. House by your smoke out, you can see from afar. So they jealousy done went too far. Get it? Yup, yup. Any town that I hit, no matter time or place, they know what I represent.
Detroit.
Baby, my whole crew sign. And them boys shoot from colorful diamonds, they from
Detroit.
In the capital, murder capital. Call it the place where your boys stack capital. And my city ain't even a safe capital. Y'all tell lies, so baby, I spit act, yo. You can hear it in my slang when I talk. You can see it in my swag when I walk. You can tell by the frames on my face that I only represent one place all day. You can hear it in my slang when I talk. You can see it in my swag when I walk that I'm from. You can tell by the frames on my face that I only represent one place all day. Don't hate, be easy. God made me fly, fresh to death, full of swag, believe me. 24-7, so can't nobody relieve me. Every day I raise the bar, you can't achieve these. Level of greatness, stay away from the fakeness. Rhyme lyrically, get in me, can't nobody break this. Baby, your boy back at it again. New team, new dream, or we still get a skin, no. My clothes still tailor-made too. Shirt, jeans, and shoes match the old school. TikTok is saying like he's so cool. Plus, when I'm off of the rim and you're way too smooth. Hey, call me D-Blaine, y'all super days. Your boy stunt magically, y'all suck in the old age. Still surfing on the baby waves. I ride tsunami gator hunting the Everglades. Yo, you do half bag rhyming. Shows whack and weak, you halfway shining. You now in tune to a fresh cut diamond. No flaws, the world ready to see me shine, man. You can hear it in my slang when I talk. You can see it in my swag when I walk that I'm from. You can tell by the frames on my face that I only represent one place all day. You can hear it in my slang when I talk. You can see it in my swag when I walk that I'm from. You can tell by the frames on my face that I only represent one place all day.
We walking, yeah. See the girls looking white. I guess my clique all in. I see the rockin', we ain't seen the shit that we.
To the show, man. I hate that we can't fade the music on this motherfucker. I'm mashing Blog Talk for that. I want to be able to fade the music down and blend it in all nice and sweet, but unfortunately, we don't have that ability yet. Welcome everybody back to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks everybody for tuning in. 347-934-0966. Everybody that's on the phone line, make sure if you want to talk to me for these last couple minutes that you hit the number one. Alright? So far, we have gotten to the bottom of the whole birth control debate. And women basically, from what I can tell, they all have no problem with birth control or whatever, what have you. You understand what I'm saying? But they would actually, in fact, support. They would support a male oral contraceptive. They want one. They have the responsibility. This is what I've learned tonight. This is what I have been enlightened with. So if the damn women want it, why would the damn people give it to them? I think Candy was on to something. I think that she tapped into the one real answer for that. Because we need people on the planet. They need motherfuckers to work. And goddamn it, if ain't no babies being born, who the hell gonna goddamn do the dirty work? And if it's up to us, guys, yeah. No babies. Or significantly less. If all we gotta do is take a little bit of pill, That's it. It's gonna have to be some crazy shit. If they come up with that pill, they gotta say some crazy shit like I said, either it stops your dick from getting hard or some shit like that. Of course, see, that's retarded, because if that's a side effect, you gotta worry about it, because you ain't gonna be able to get no pussy and bust a nut, right? So that's just totally ridiculous. I think we'll put up with a little bit of hypertension and a little bit of extra weight and some hair loss. Yeah, I think we'll swap it out. I'm almost willing to bet. Find me the guy that would. Not the stay-at-home punk-ass dad who wife run over him like a little bitch. Not that guy. You talking about real dudes. Just saying. And I love kids. I have kids. I love my kids. Okay? I would have kids. It's not that I don't want any kids. I just would have liked to have more control over, which, of course, shut the fuck up with your smart-ass remarks about where if you wouldn't have shut up! About what I, if I wouldn't have hit that, if I wouldn't have did what I did to have, shut the fuck up. I'm talking about just hypotheticals, okay? I don't want to hear all that shit, okay? I'm saying I would have liked, and I think rest of the guys in the country, in the world, would have liked to be able to have the option to take a one pill and cut the odds of that happening down to 1%. All we got to do is take a pill every day. That's it. Or get a shot every 3 months. That's it. Okay? I'm just saying. I think that they need to come out with that, and they need to do it now. Okay? But, once again, fellas, everybody listen to the show, and if you got a boyfriend or whoever else, and they keep having babies, and they just, yeah, look, tell them, hey, look into getting a vasectomy. If they got some insurance, your insurance pays for it. Relatively painless. You'll be right back in the game in less than 2 weeks. Not even my own boys. I know 3 people. All of them said it was the one that took the longest was about 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? And that was about it. He was out of the game for about 2 weeks, and that's about it. I mean, can't do nothing, just couldn't have sex or whatever. You feel me? But all of them immediately, like maybe 2 days after that, was able to go to work and go about their business. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just a new vibe. That technology and that procedure has come a long way. And I think it's just a stigma of, like the very first caller said, he was paranoid about anybody having any kind of blade or object or operation on his balls, dick, anything down there, unless it's a prostate issue. And I think that's really what's going on. But I think if more people look into it, especially if you got kids and you already know you don't really need to have no more, you know you financially can't handle it, brother, you might need to go ahead and look into that option, because that's what I'm actually looking into. With that being said, moving right along, okay. Welcome back to the show, 347-934-0966. Welcome to the show. Hey, 100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Welcome everybody that's listening to the podcast. Welcome everybody that's still on the line. The game should be in full swing, so a couple people hung up. You know what I'm saying? A couple people want to call and listen to the show. They just want to talk shit, but they don't want to listen to the music. But I encourage everybody to listen to these artists and these songs that I'm playing. The first song was Rob Flair from Detroit Night. The second one was Lil Cash. He was actually on 106 The Park a couple weeks ago. He won the first time a while back, and then he went back, but he didn't win. But he's still, you know, getting on 106 The Park is an accomplishment itself. That was his song, Lil Mama. And the song that I played last, the third song, was one of my songs. She Got It, featuring Miss Friday Foster and Miss T. Carter. All right? And B-Lo Down produced that joint. So, you know, look at the K100 page and hit me up if you want to get downloads for these songs. If I know how to get to them, I'll forward you to them. All right? I'm going back right now to Shay, because Shay had hit the line before we even went to the music part of it. And Shay, your mic is open. What's going on,
hey,
Shay?
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to say a couple of points. The pull-out method, yeah, it works. Because I ain't got no babies. Living proof.
Whatever. Wait, stop. Okay.
You got to follow the rest of what I said, too, though.
look. The pull-out method has been proven to get more people fucked up than not, okay?
You can't use that method alone. Again, disclaimer, feed, you have to wear a condom, and you have to have another method of birth control.
Why am I pulling out if I have a condom on? I'm not pulling out to put
out there.
I got a condom on, Shay.
Protection against STDs, I'm not pulling out. No. It just catches up with
pre-cum.
That's all that is.
You're not going to subject me to wearing a condom. And I already got to goddamn downgrade my sexual experience. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's cool. That's what needs to be done. Responsibility first. But I'm not going to be doing all that, taking that precaution and all that, and then pull out the pussy with our nut. At least I can do is bust the nut in the pussy and stop and don't fuck up my stroke. I'm not pulling out. Nobody pulls out with a condom on. Man, who does that? Who does that? You know, I don't even know anybody who does. You know what? No. Nobody's going to do that. That's just ludicrous.
Whatever. It's been working for me. Whatever.
Of course it's going to. If a motherfucker pull out and he got a rub on, you're never pregnant. That's fucking retarded. That's retarded.
I'm just saying, Jesus. And it can work. Hello?
All right.
Abstinence
is 100% proven, and none of you motherfuckers on this show is going to do it.
I'm not going to pull out and I got a fucking condom on.
I'm not pulling out and I got a condom on. It's just not going to happen. Just like abstinence is not going to happen for me. It's not unrealistic. Okay? It's not going to happen. Just keep it real.
I was hoping a smile.
What else would you
say? Somebody had made a comment about the dude, you know, taking birth control or whatever, and said something about, you know, women, y'all keep asking somebody, did you take a pill? It's like, well, you know what? We might have to ask y'all, too, because, you know, y'all be lying about little shit. It's like, I took it, and be sneaking off in the kitchen, popping it right then.
Same shit y'all do. Anyway, I'm opening up Keith's line.
That's what would happen if it was a dude.
I'm opening up Keith's line. Michigan girl. Michigan girl, you're on the air. I got y'all. I don't see. Keisha is the only other person that's on here who actually had their hand up earlier, so I opened hers up if she wants me to. Keisha, you want yours open?
Sure.
Keisha.
Yes. Yeah.
You want your line open?
Sure.
We're going to ride out the show with these. This is Keisha Shea and Michigan Girl and Keith and me. And everybody else, y'all didn't raise y'all goddamn hand at first, so I'm not opening up y'all damn mic. Y'all just continue to goddamn sit back and listen. All right?
Now, ladies.
Did y'all just hear that ludicrous statement that Shay just made? Is that
whatever.
Not the hardest shit ever?
Whatever.
Who wears condoms and pulls out?
I got no babies.
It's not
retarded.
What?
Better safe than sorry.
Come on.
I'm just being careful.
Hey, if they want their pussy,
they'll do it. That's all I got to say. If they want
their pussy.
I'm going to know.
Fucking with a condom on and pull out. Fucking retarded.
Yeah. You don't know that condom is broken.
Well,
what I used to make them do is, when you take it off, I want to see it and then run some water in it to make sure they don't have no leaks in it.
I was going to say, if that condom ain't full when you get through, something wrong.
Yeah,
if you
run some water,
put some water in it,
you'll know they have no leaks in it.
That's true.
What difference do it make if it, first of all, you said after you get done, put some water in it and make sure it got, that's crazy as hell, because he done skeeted in the motherfucker anyway. So
I'm saying.
You already fucked up right then. What you going to do, dig it out?
No, you know what you're dealing with. That shit was leaking, I need to go hit up somebody, get on the phone, and get that
coach
pill. Okay,
thank you.
The morning after pill. Can I get that
exactly.
morning after pill?
Oh, man, y'all, you know what? Y'all
see
y'all got all
that.
We ain't crazy.
No, but y'all think y'all don't want to have kids. We the one got a problem. I done had two, okay? One of them all natural, no medicine, no nothing. I don't want to have a child any more than you do, trust me.
I know that's right. I had two with no medicine, no nothing. Ain't nobody trying to have a child unplanned. I mean, everybody loves children, but ain't nobody trying to have one before they're ready for it.
Shit, everybody on this goddamn phone had one before they was ready for it. There you talking about.
Yeah, we want to try and do it again, though.
Well, I didn't think it's a foolproof method, so it's working for me.
You're the only one, Shay, who hasn't had one without goddamn being ready. You, that's it. Everybody else on the phone has had it, has done it. We all have.
But see, with me, I didn't start taking birth control until I was damn 31. So, hell, I think
I'm was married for the, you was married for most of your 20s in relationship with your husband. So, that's fine.
All my 20s.
That's fine then. So, we're not even going to include you in that conversation. Why? Michigan girl.
What?
Have you ever had somebody use a rubber and pull out?
No.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, what about you, Keisha?
Yes.
You had somebody use the rubber and pull out?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That nigga probably told you he pulled out.
He's getting that motherfucking goddamn food. That motherfucker. He had already dropped half of the load in that motherfucker.
He didn't listen.
He just told you that.
Somebody pull out and they don't.
Say what now?
I said, we'd be listening. Yeah. We can tell if somebody pull out when they don't.
Now, if I'm fucking you in the back, you ain't no shit.
I'm not the toe face? Yeah, I better see your
face. How do you know if you get fucked from the back? If you get fucked from the back, how do you know? How do you know?
You can tell. You can tell because
you feel
different right before they about to come. That's how you can tell.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, man.
Whatever. You can tell.
You been fucking them long enough. You been fucking them long enough, you know.
Thank
you.
Yeah, you can tell because it like.
But if you been fucking them that long, why you got to pull that motherfucker out anyway? Why is the fucking rubber on in the first place? You know what? I'm done.
Because just because I didn't fuck you that long, don't mean I want no favor with your ass. You might just have some good dick.
Thank you. It's true.
Oh my God.
We can keep on smashing.
Nobody's wearing the rubber. Nobody's wearing the rubber and pulling out. That's
with me, the point was because I went on bicycle. So
that's why you got the rubber on.
No, pulling out. I don't even want no mishap. That's how I got my personal.
Y'all tripping. All right. Y'all tripping. I am getting ready to end the show. I'm ending the show on that ludicrous note. Ludicrous!
Oh, whatever.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. I'm going to holler at y'all, all right?
All right.